News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says uniformity in pay scales across ministries, departments, and agencies will be a key feature of a transformed public sector. He points out that 100 pay grades and scales currently being used in the sector create confusion, inequity, and opportunities for arbitrage.
Transformation will aim to standardize scales across the public sector so that, for example, an engineer or an accountant at a particular level receives the same pay, whether he or she works at Ministry X or Ministry Y or in an agency of government.
Prime Minister Holness was delivering a policy statement on the ongoing public sector transformation process. He says uniformity in pay scales will lead to public sector employees choosing jobs based primarily on what they enjoy doing, resulting in greater job satisfaction, greater rates of retention, and better service and performance. The government of Jamaica and the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, have signed an agreement for the partial use of the National Procurement System of Jamaica for IDB financial projects. The move will see the IDB utilizing the standards and criteria of the government's procurement system to determine suitable candidates to implement local development projects financed by the bank. This is the first time the IDB is signing this kind of agreement in the region. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the IDB's decision is a major vote of confidence in the integrity and efficiency of Jamaica's procurement procedures.
It's an indication of the maturity and the maturation process that's taking place in the government of Jamaica in terms of developing a system that is becoming internationally recognized as having the standards that can now be accepted by a major agency like the IDB.
The Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology will be introducing licenses for electricity power wheeling in short order. Wheeling will allow Jamaicans who generate excess electricity in one location to obtain credit from the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, which can be applied at another site. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says it will be useful to persons with more than one property as they will be able to use the credit from excess electricity generated at one area to offset the bill for the other location.
You can just come into the ministry and speak to the officer who will guide you through the process of application. You fill the form, there are certain requirements that you must satisfy. There's an inspection process where your facility is inspected to ensure that it is compliant with the regulations as set out by the Electricity Act and so forth, and that it is of a certain standard.
To obtain a license for electricity power wheeling, a person must be a registered customer of the JPS, a registered owner of the property where electricity generation is taking place, or have written permission from the owner of the property, among other requirements. And the Island Traffic Authority on Wednesday launched a new motor vehicle management system pilot project. The project is expected to reduce the use of paper regarding motor vehicle fitness and in future driver's licenses. Transport Minister Mike Henry says the project is a move towards modernizing the authority.
So the Island Traffic Authority, as an entity of the ministry, has produced this very important exercise as a base. And I keep emphasizing that because it's not a total solution. I welcome this launch of a very important element, but I can emphasize it is a work in progress.
Minister Henry adds that the project is a part of plans by the ministry to improve the transport sector and address the challenges being faced. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.